W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
And I keep it good. Good morning. Well, were you over here? In fact, you did. And a KPP from WRFP.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, mobile.
Well, you really sound like poop over there. Very good coming across.
Well, hopefully in about an hour it will be fixed. So, look, we need to call it that north station shortly. So I was hoping it was an answer.
Keep it up from here. You got a buzz in there with you that's probably not your fault. It's something up there. And, yeah, you dropped. You keep dropping. Keep it up, up here.
Okay, and listen up. I should have something in an hour or two if that helps. Any KBB. Paul, if you're listening, I'm in front of the high school in New Baltimore. Hey, Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
What is wrong? Is it an audio thing or a signal thing?
Both. It buzzing in there. You almost sound off frequency. Yeah, Jeff, you're good. You're not making it, Wally.
Okay, how about now? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Audio seems to be okay, but that static, I'm not watching, but I'm assuming it's going in through the main receiver there. Static's still there. Audio volume could come up just a skosh, but you're copyable. You're on frequency.
All right, I got problems with the one receiver. It's giving me all sorts of grief. Every time I monkey with it, I think it's really off frequency. And I calibrated it with a reference oscillator yesterday, and I think it's still off frequency, so just gambling gremlins on this one receiver.
Yeah, that'll tend to get you frustrated.
This whole project's been an exercise in frustration. All right, anyhow, let me get back to checking a couple of things out.
All righty, off the rock. Hope you get it sounding better. Keep it up, Samir.
Probably, yeah.
Can hear you on UHF, Wally. Keep it up, Samir.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
ZHL monitoring.
KB8OOE.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Well, I just took the dogs out. I'm inside now. Not much yet. Ordering some scripts, and then I don't know, she got 3 days off, so I'm going to figure something out, even if it's wrong.
She got 3 more days off?
Yeah, she had to go back for one, and she had 4. And she's going to be doing one of them 4-day stretches again here real soon.
Oh, I got that. Okay. I'm headed over to my guitar lessons.
Oh yeah, got the magic fingers. Head in there, get some training. That sounds like more fun than I'm having right now.
I just passed lesson 10.
Hey, I found some 20-foot fiberglass sucker pipes. The 20-foot segment. And they screw together. They're for drilling rigs. I was wondering if you might be interested in something like that. Put up a Omni over there in the barn.
Oh, okay.
Was that a yes or no?
All right. Repeat it again.
20-foot sucker pipe. It's for doing rotary well drilling. They got threads on each end.
Yeah, I don't think I can use it for anything. I don't.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put two of them together here. That's 40 foot. That'll get me 40 foot up in the air, and I can put an Omni on it for 2 meters of 440. I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get it down there in the garage, and that looks like nothing. The pipes are picking up in the air. There's fiberglass, the rotary rigs are well going.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're $10 or 20 bucks a pop.
Right. That power supply was sure nice, man. That's nice.
Yep. I've had probably half a dozen of them, all the way up to 50 amps. Yeah, I just figured it'd be a cheap way to get you sent off over at the garage without having to spend a couple hundred bucks for a tower. And it's fiberglass, and they're pretty sturdy. They're made for twisting a auger bit down a well pipe. But I don't know if they're still available. I thought I'd bring it up, so I'm going to check on them. And I'd have to use my utility trailer. I think Carol, or Kyle, I'd have to use my utility trailer. It's got a rack on it to even get them. So I'll see. I'm going to see what they are. And then I'll probably get a couple for my house and a couple for up here. That way I don't have to spend the money and get any antenna tower. I got some stashed out of my dad's, and I got a 70-foot freestander out there too, that's in place.
Well, send me what you're looking at, and then I'll let me think about it. I guess that's what I should say to you.
Right. The only other easy way to get them home is string them up underneath the truck. I could do that, but I'd rather put them up in the air and put a red flag on the back of them. And I got probably, it'd probably be 5 feet.
How long are they?
10, but it'd be high enough up in the air. the only thing they'd hit them without hitting a bumper is if they had a flat nose like a 30 bread truck or something, then they could probably put them through a window. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to hit them. They hit me first.
How long are they?
They're 20 foot each. I don't know if they're still there or not, but look like you had a pile of them. They were drill rigs, or rotary rigs.
They'd probably fit on my trailer.
Yeah, my utility's pretty lightweight, though. I can pull them with that Blazer. I got to check on a set of pads for that Blazer, too. Man, I should just yank the ones off my blue Blazer and put it on her. They're brand new. Only got about 300 miles on them. Anyways, they're glass, and they spin together. I don't know if you ever drilled any rotary welds with anybody, but they twist together, the couplings. They got threads on each end, and they're like a reinforced fiberglass, and it's hollow, so you can pump the mud down the well and stick the sides with a bentonite with the clay.
Yeah, send me what you're looking at, and I'll look at it and see what I think.
Right, cheaper than cheap, really. It's, I don't know. I'm going to look anyway, see if they're still there. Grab a couple of them, and that'll get me up in the air with something omnidirectional and 2 and 440, and then I'm looking at an antenna that's got the gain of a repeater that I can just run a rig up here full-time dedicated to that, put it in that third room that we were in, and then maybe run an inverted V off of that to the yard, because there's no power lines right there, and that'll get me maybe a fan dipole or something even. But yeah, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to look it up, and then I'll get back with you. I'll send you a text.
All right, KE8ZHL, 73 clear.
73KB800E.
On you on TMN1, KVN still here. In there. I said Fred's calling you on TMN1, so there you go. KBSW here.
NAKPP.
We got different QSOs going here at the same time.
Cape Pelican, gentlemen. We're not being rude. We're trying to fix the repeater. We have some problems with one of the other remote sites. So, sorry about that. NAKPP.
I don't know if Sean heard me, but again, Fred was calling him on TMN1, so he wanted that passed along. Keep it a severe.
Okay, I'm going to drive up north, actually back to the office, and I'll try hitting it from there. At my house, it's sitting in the Mount Clemens repeater, so we'll go from there. Okay, guys, you can have it back. We apologize. NAKPP.
YGE monitoring. Station monitoring, this is KE4ZYQ. Good afternoon. KE4ZYQ, this is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, and good afternoon to you. It's a beautiful day today.
The name here is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I'm doing my daily exercise here at home, doing some pedaling for lower extremities, my own personal therapy, physical therapy. So turned on the radio to monitor with an HT and a ladder line J-pole antenna hanging up, hopefully making the trip. Back to you.
Well, good for you, Joe, that you're doing the exercise to keep yourself going there, and that's terrific. I have twice a week go for a, it's like a physical therapy, but it's to exercise my lungs out, and but I do a lot of exercises as well throughout the week. I mean, as much as an old guy can do. But this is Russ here, and great to hear from you this afternoon.
Appreciate it, Russ, and I wish you the best that comes with the therapy for respiratory. As you get older, some of us get all different things, and I used to treat people for multiple things working in healthcare myself. So now that I know what I know, I got to put it into practice on my own. Don't have to drive anywhere or do anything, just do it at home. Keep limber, flexible, and healthy and strong. That's the name of the game. Try to live as long as you can, right? That's it.
Yeah, you're spot on, Joe. That's the trick, is keep healthy and enjoy the days you can, and absolutely. So, yeah, it's funny. I most of my life, I didn't visit a doctor, didn't really have a need to, and then all of a sudden lately I've had these issues popping up. So I just grateful that there's people that, like yourself, that have the knowledge and can help you navigate through this stuff and deal with it the best you can. So, so did you have a good holiday, Joe?
To answer your question, every day is a holiday to me. Any day we're on the top side of soil and healthy enough and can take nourishment and interact with people, I enjoy every day. Holidays are just added titles to answer your question. But I grew up as a young kid with asthma, so didn't self-induce it. Wasn't promoted by anything I did. But some people are blessed with asthma. So when I grew up, I got immunity shots and grew out of it somewhat, had childhood asthma, so I really appreciated health and breathing in itself. So didn't want to add to any health issues, so I didn't take up a lot of bad habits my siblings or family did or anybody else I knew. So that's maybe why I'm still existing, knock on wood for now. That's it.
Well, I had a good friend of mine that had asthma. We grew up together, and now that I've had a few issues here and dealing with it, I realized what he must have been going through. He'd help me do my tours sometimes so we could get out and go. I grew up on the East Coast, so we used to go on the East Coast of the United States. So we used to go surfing, and I had the surfboards, and he didn't. So he said, hey, I told him I had to get everything done before we head out. He said, no, I'll help you. We'll go quicker. And then he'd get halfway through the chores, and if I was mowing the lawn or something, it seemed to affect him. And he'd have to stop, use his inhaler, and settle things down. But he was a champ. He kept going. So now I really understand and finally have some empathy for what he was going through. But you're right. I was fortunate. I had picked up a couple bad habits in the service, but I quit them very quickly in my early 20s, so I didn't continue smoking cigarettes and such, so I even quit drinking beer and all that to the excess that I was, and I think it helped me greatly. So back to you, Joe. I hope I'm not interrupting your exercise there.
KE4C, like you know, not by long shot. That's why I hook up the radio when I'm doing this. It's lower extremity exercises, pedaling a bike, sit-down bike. So I'm sitting here pedaling and exercising while I can talk or listen or whatever. And QSL, bad habits and stuff. I grew up with a family. I was one of six kids. And the middle child that learned from the elders and didn't try to promote anything bad for the young ones. And fortunately enough, I'm surviving, knock on wood, from a higher power especially. But I have one brother left. All the other sisters and brothers passed away, and parents and grandparents. And so I guess I'm going to try to be the last man standing, as they said in the movie production of the show. I want to live as long as I can, enjoy what I can, until the time comes, the expiration date shows up. But, I didn't never smoke, never will. Didn't do a bunch of drugs. Do alcohol moderation, just social, nothing extreme, never got drunk and fallen down drunk or slurred, but alcohol in moderation can be helpful for a sedative, if you want to call it that. Back to you.
Yeah, I wasn't very good with alcohol. I guess guys used to tease me, is I would, wouldn't take me much. My brother-in-law used to tease me. He'd get a glass of, a beverage for somebody, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever it was, and he'd get a little tiny cup, and he'd put a little bit tiny in it. He'd say, well, that's enough for Russ. So, it for some reason, it really affected me. I could take a few drinks of wine, and I could, really, really feel the impact of it. That's one of the reasons I quit drinking. I thought, wait, if I get drinking too much, I might not remember what I was doing. So, but some people it doesn't affect them like that. But Joe, I appreciate you answering my call. I'm trying to do a few chores around here, and I just figured I'd listen to the radio. But I need both my hands on this next one. So this is KE8. YGB, and I'm going to be clear for now, and all the best to you, Joe. 73.
And do me a favor. I've got a short memory sometimes being older, but I forgot your first name there. But once you say it, it's going to click. But for some reason, it didn't stick when I heard you say it. But anyhow, 84 is ZYQ going to be clear, but list that out.
Joe, this is Russ, R-U-S-S. And again, a pleasure speaking with you. This is KE8YGV. Clear now.
Thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. I talked to you sometime a while back, maybe. That call sign and name sounds familiar, so. Yeah, well, do what you can. Take care of yourself. Live a happy life, and as long as you can, enjoy the day. We're going to get some warmer days, sunnier days. We're into spring, finally. Something actually looks like spring, so there you go. And thanks for the QSO. I appreciate that. That's one reason I hook up the HT to the ladder line, J-pole antenna hanging from the ceiling. And sitting in my exercise room and seeing the sunshine in the window and talking to the good people, it makes for a good day. KE4ZYQ, going to be clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
understand that I'm noisy here. Can you understand me, Molly?
GYU, you sound like you're in a cavern. It's a big echo.
Yes, John's working on the repeater, so it might be a bit. It's a work in progress. He's got to change some settings, so that one sounds like it's got an echo in it. But he's working on it. Keep it up there.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't know if he knew that or not. It's loud, but it's definitely echo, or that effect. It sounds like he's got one switch in the wrong position. No big deal. NAGYU. 7-3s.
Yeah, K4GYU.
Keep it SWR. Just be patient, please. Keep it SWR.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when in back monitoring, it gives a lot of echo and doesn't give a true representation of transmission and reception. Just an idea. K4GYQ, you like to stay out monitor.
He's a pretty good RF guy, so he'll get it figured out. Just got to be patient. Keep it up here. You, KBSWR. W8FU, KBSWR.
I'll be ready.
Front 6, you gotta go into Richmond, turn the GPS back on. Might have got turned off, and turn it back on and save it.
Alright, well, maybe tomorrow. We'll see.
For a second. Alright. KVNSW. Okay,
jam.
Echo.
on, Echo.
That was intentional. Fred was trying to get you to hear UHF because he doesn't have UHF in the truck.
Echo, Echo, Echo.
NADDF.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
K8ZHL, monitoring. K8ZHL, monitoring. Anyone out there? K8ZHL, 73 clear.
Is that you, Sean?
Yeah. I want to see if we got it fixed now. Wall, you listening? Anybody in the northeast, north of Mount Clemens, anybody up that way?
I'm sorry, Sean. Other radio covered yet, but I didn't catch what you were asking.
Joe, are you listening? Said YQ. Well, there you have it, Jeff.
Well, I just keep my comments to myself, I guess, Sean, so I don't get you in trouble. I can't believe Wally's not out here, though.
I think he tried calling on the bat phone, and I couldn't get to it in time.
All right, you guys sound good up here. NADDF.
Hey, Fred, all of them need to be set to 2, right? Even the Mount Clemens receiver, right? All right, looks like we worked. Okay, let's work it. You're still voting Mount Clemens, but I saw it flicker over and vote Richmond and then vote back, and the echo's gone. So, all good. I found that switch.
Okay, give me a minute here. I got to grab some stuff for my trip tomorrow.
Wally, could you turn your power down, or are you on a handout?
It doesn't matter. He's closer to Mount Clemens. He's just got a lower power, and he'll just even more so hold Mount Clemens. What I can't do is log into Mount Clemens. As soon as I enter the password, hit enter, the session ends. Connection denied.
Somebody's probably lurking there. Probably still got his computer logged in lurking.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
No!
Let me see your, give me a 5 count, please. Yeah, Joe, give me a 5 count, please.
Yeah, I was wondering who you were talking to. I didn't want to interrupt if you're talking to somebody else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is 25 watts.
Okay. You're obviously, for obvious reasons, selecting Mount Clemens, but you're hammering Richmond as well. Okay. And there's no more echo and no other issues, so very good.
I'm so proud of you, Sean. I've got a semi.
WCSSM.
Okay.
This is KE4ZYQ at 5 watts.
You were voted Richmond.
Okay, I am on top of the
still voted Richmond.
No, I'm crows on top of the bridge, so that I didn't make that way. So, okay, now I'm back at Richmond. Oh, it was split automatically. Cross through here and earn a net NXP.
Yeah, that was a good test. It was a bouncing back and forth. Except that static. I got to get that static out of the Mount Clemens receiver. That's the last thing after I get all these things online. But that aside, all good.
Yeah. I would think so, for my vote. Oh, pick up phone. Okay, oh, I'm voting. Okay, there you go. We're getting closer. Have a cross street here in a second, so. Oh, now it's almost gone. Well, definitely. That's nice. Okay, so she's bobbing back and forth. I think that you're right. I think that you're going to do, at the moment, you're going to have to realign and or tuner, and then I'd be very, very do better than that. 8 mile right now, Sean.
County line.
Noticing a weird anomaly, it's as it's switching back and forth, you can hear it going pop, pop, pop. You can hear like a stutter as it's switching. So not liking that. That could be a GPS timing thing. I'll have to investigate, or it could be there's some other settings that I have to get right.
If you want to be talking on all four, okay, now that shouldn't have done that. Because I'm pretty close by the golf course now. So I might need to do some tuning work or something. But if you know it just doesn't stop, I don't want to give any more advice on this thing. But it's just one complication after another. I'm in front of the golf course, crossroad, probably 29 miles. So there's a sign. Cross strictly 29 mile county line.
If Tom has this one in his radio.
Yeah, I believe he does. He's got his Elenco with him.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see how far he or even Captain Don can carry out toward their homes.
Yeah, or where they carry. Okay, I can see the stoplight in town. So now it's 255. Oh, you see it, 255, 186. So it's definitely that. I just can't believe that Mount Clemens receiver has got that good of a sensitivity. Maybe it does.
Oh, it does. It works real good. You know, the problem is it has that that static that I got to get out of there. But yeah, it's a pretty good receiver. Okay. Everything's next step.
Okay, I'm gonna go up to the Kroger, turn around. I got tired of touching my phone, so I don't know what it says right now. But I'm sure it had to be voting all Richmond right now. So I'll have Tom call you on the FBI when it gets near. You can call him. If he doesn't answer an FBI, he always listens to 5-1. So it just depends where he's at. Okay, I am in town now, 31 mile and county line. So I am in town. I'm turning around.
Okay, I'm going to switch to RF here myself, and here, hold on a sec. Okay, trying to overcome the static. Yeah, it's still in there. I'm running medium power from my house. Poking the Richmond. Not enough to vote, obviously, you'd never be that, but...
Yeah, I should not have any problem right now. I'm at the Gratiot first light in town, getting ready to turn left to head south, so I'll buzz Gratiot down, see where she drops off at, revoke, and see what we got going on here. Oh, yeah, see, 255, 254, one would think that Mount Clemens should be down to about 100, 150, and definitely, you know, perfect signal on Richmond. Of course, I don't see why not, you know, so we definitely got Richmond covered nice.
Well, there's always a lot of tweaking when you're doing these things. So just one step at a time. You drive yourself insane otherwise, so got the plumbing in, so to speak. We'll work on the rest of that stuff later. All right, very good. Thanks for the test. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll just throw my call out at different mile roads as I head back. So I'm voting green, and it's this will be the crash head test, and then I'll just turn left on 26 and head home. 70, thanks for all your work. NAKPP. Mile and crash head, south. Mile and crash hit, southbound, 250. Definitely covers crash hit better.
Okay, you 42 IQ question.
Mile and crash hit. I'll get to your question in a second. I don't want to mess this test up. 28 Grand Rapids southbound. Richmond Lennox Fire Station. Crash southbound. Coming in New Haven. NAAPP. The flexible vote is Mount Clemens. That's about it, Sean. Where's that like you? What?
Yeah, this is KE42IQ. I don't mean to interrupt you guys testing or redoing the repeater or whatever. I'm just curious, you say a Richmond repeater is linked in with Macomb or Mount Clements. I just have no listing in repeater book unless it's new or just hadn't been entered. I'm just curious, not to interrupt too much. K44ZYQ.
It's a directly receiver. Nothing different, no frequency or different. Nothing this is going to change. It's a strictly receiver that's going to report back to the big ship. It's for... emergency reasons probably is the biggest thing, but yeah, it'll be as far as phone damages are concerned, it's just going to receive and the transmit site is still going to be where it is. There's actual cause of it, it's still like you're in the spot where I think it gets picking up too, but I can say for sure I'm not the tank guy, I'm like the number 7th guy in the poll here out of guys, so and help out the detective.
Yep, QSL know that. Well, I'll try to interrupt again. Thanks for the info. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Okay. When it gets the way it's going to go, I'm sure Sean will make some sort of formal announcement. But right now, it's all a work in progress. And KPP. Have a good day, bye.
Noticing an odd little stutter when you get like right between two of them and it can't decide. I think I got to adjust the dwell time so it doesn't go so quickly. Just a little stutter. And timing is not absolutely spot on, so there's just a little bit of a, you know, so kind of annoying. So another adjustment, I'm sure.
Okay. Also, you know, like when Joe talks, said like I do, there's an acrical sort of. I think he's hitting bubbles. I think he's just in the perfect location to hit bubbles.
You're at a funny location where it's actually affecting your intelligibility, so that's not good. I have to get in there and adjust the dwells, I think. But so I didn't quite make that out, unfortunately.
Tiny, whiny stuff. I'm at M29 and 26, getting ready to turn south, or whatever you want to call it, towards the Baltimore or Washington Street.
I'm at that intersection waiting for the light.
All right. I appreciate the drive time. I've got to do some housekeeping here, so I'm going to try to log into to the receivers and monkey around with some dwell settings and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, New Haven Road and T6 is where I'm at. Now I'm heading towards your tower for professional hour. Snack 4 and Washington Street. Well, look at that. Right by your road. Stop light when you get there. Joseph, here's the CD 1. See, click 1-1-1-1-2. So that might be a good indication that voting between the two.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
Roger, Roger. Wow, look at that. Mouse 7 only.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
DBF from WAFU. Yeah, quite a bit of noise, but you're a long ways away, so. All right, just as curious. I did not catch that last one. I'll catch it back over on the other. W8FU.
Roger, Dodge. Oh, I was just trying 147-200. It's funny, I'm answering you. You're talking. This should be illegal. I am on Mount Clemens. I'm not even registering on Richmond.
All right, I'll move over here just to be so it doesn't sound like you're talking to nobody. Yeah, I saw that. Looks like you were all Clem. Huh. I think there's a little performance to be had out of the Richmond. It was thrown up there, and I may have to give it a visit. But I really want to get that static out of the Mount Clemens. That's really bugging me.
Yeah, and I expect not being able to hit Richmond. Okay, Dakota likes to see you. I was going to say, I'm on the ETM first floor, so I was just seeing what works.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why would it be illegal if you were on UHF and talking to somebody who was on VHF?
I think you said it should be, but it's not, though. Anyhow.
Well, I know it's illegal to talk from GRS to a ham and back and forth, but yeah, shouldn't be over here. Yeah. 14 birds.
Is Sean getting any idea?
Do I have what? I have ideas. I have all sorts of ideas.
I asked you what you thought that noise was. Do you got an idea?
Yeah, I think it's a descent. I'm pretty sure it sounds like descent to me.
It kind of changes over time.
I have not noticed changes. It's pretty consistent, so I don't know. I can test it pretty easy, but it's on the list.
Yeah, I hope you find it. It is decent. I'm not convinced, but maybe. Hopefully your stake. Be the easiest, I suppose.
Gotta start somewhere. So, that's where I'm starting.
Is that an MTR 2000 or an MTR 3000?
For 3K.
Gotcha. Keep it up, Severe. Did you unplug the Warren receiver at the shop, or what'd you do there? I see it went away.
No, I just put the GPS fix to get rid of the echo, and I don't think it's going to pop back online. So I don't know. It's clearly got no GPS signal. So maybe if I go and receive, I really don't know. I don't know why it's there sometimes, why it's not. But I push the update to GPS, and it just never came back. So.
Gotcha. Oh, you're making progress.
Have you remote rebooted one of these RTCCMs? They come back online, right? Because I was going to just do that.
You can still log into it?
Uh-huh.
I hit a reboot on it. Oh, keep it up there. Did you get it rebooted, Sean?
Did I get what?
Can you get it rebooted?
Oh, yeah, yeah, rebooted, logged back in. It's got no GPS, so I don't know what it's going to take to get it back online.
Set that one to the mixed one and see if it comes back, because nobody's going to get into that one anyways, right, unless you're in the shop.
They're happy. And if we forget about it, I'm blaming you.
That's crazy. What was that problem the other day? It didn't have GPS? Oh, I don't know. There's been too many problems, I guess. Sure, you can blame me.
It is interesting. This is the pulse polarity. Your choices are non-inverted, inverted, and none. If you put it in none, then you have that echoing, but it shows up. If I put it in inverted, it works correctly, but without GPS, it doesn't show up online.
Oh, yeah, but it's just going to echo just on that receiver, right? The rest of them will work correctly, is that right, or am I wrong?
Oh, I'm not going to make a guess. This thing's been too interesting for me to make a guess.
I think Wally was in there. See, on the bottom of the voter thing there, that's supposed to be the mixed, indicates the mixed station, so, but we never got that color. It was either blue or green, I thought.
Correct. I never saw any kind of mixed, so, but we were clearly hearing it, so.
Was that you before? I guess maybe it wasn't Wally. I don't know. They say the back end of the ASL3 is better. I definitely like the front end better on the ASL2.
I suppose it's just a matter of what you get used to. I've looked in on yours, you know, but I've never had to get under the hood and tweak things, so I'm on this one and good, because I don't want to learn 2.0, 3.0, and onward and upward. Although you can still run Allmon 2. If you prefer Allmon 2, you can certainly run it.
Right. Yep. I hear you. I don't know. They say, like I said, the back end on 3 is supposed to be a lot better resource-wise, and just the way it works. Holy cow, I'm up here at Dow, and I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 deer standing here right along the road.
Well, crack out your pistol. All right. I gotta jump out of here. Travel safe. W8FU.
Have a good night. Keep it up, sir. How well are you hearing it, Jim?
KB8SWR, KB8ZUZ.
You must not be hearing it very well. I said, look what the cat dragged in. Can you not hear the repeater, Jim? KB8ZUZ, KB8SWR. Sean, he's over in Port Huron. KB8SWR. KB8ZZ, KB8SWR.
Radio sounds real clear. Hey. KB8ZZ.
KB4ZYQ, testing on frequency.
KB4ZYQ, this is the idiot SAO.
Yeah, I think they have to hear a little bit of noise in the call sign there, but I heard you. This is KB4ZYQ, Joe and Clinton 10. Just checking to see how the repeater is doing after they worked on it a little bit. Back to you.
Hey Joe, this is Dennis. I'm trying to know here. All right, let me just pause since I'm on static. So, this is the KB8 SAO. Excuse me.
Dennis, am I driven? That is you? I had a little listen. There's a little bit of noise in there along with your transmission off and on. But after I listened to the second transmission, I could hear a voice I hadn't heard in a long time. So, how are you doing, young man?
Yeah, just trying to hit the repeater from way out here in Columbus Township. But yeah, I was just monitoring, and I heard you chime in, and I figured, well, I have to try to at least reach out to this guy and give him a how do you do. This is KB8SAO.
Well, Dennis, I got that last one. Just a little off and on, a little background noise intermittently there, but that one came through loud and clear. Man, oh man, I miss talking to you and hearing your laugh, for all that's worth. Hopefully things are going decent, especially this time of year, changing it into better weather, better temps, clearer, hopefully, and time to be able to get out and do something, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just trying to get ready for, I guess, Thursday. 80 degrees, so that ought to be pleasant. But, yeah, it seems like on your transmission, man, it seems like there's an echo or it's your stuff up on you're sputtering. I don't know if that's on, you said that the repeater doesn't work to do it. I don't know if it's on the end or your end. Okay, copy?
Yeah, copy. Can you get into the smart repeater system? The smart, roger.
I think I'm just a little bit far off for that. I'm too far off for that one. I think I'm past the limit on that footprint. I don't know. How about this new Golf Romeo umbrella? Over.
Yeah, I did not copy which one you're talking about. I think you might have mentioned the GS. Is that correct?
No, I believe it's the Bell River or Fort Gratiot. But get back to you on the with a text, and we'll go from there. I'm just gonna pop out here, Joe, and go grab that phone. So this is KDAF. I'll be listening.
All right, Dennis. Thanks for coming back. Maybe I'll give you a jingle. Capable boys like you, Claire.
Kilo Delta 8, Sarah Alpha Foxtrot, Claire.
This is KAPOM. I just wanted to add that I'm out of the Sparrow Lansing repeater, and you sounded like a skipping record, is the best way I can describe it, like back in the 80s, sort of, blah, 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 blah.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Thank you.
Copy that, Wally. Where I didn't catch that?
No, I was just throwing my call out, making sure all of that noise wasn't from me.
No, some sort of intermock. I'm trying to get a fix on it, but I just made an adjustment to see if that clears it up. I'm not 100% sure it will, but it'd be nice if I could see Richmond voted. I don't got enough signal into it. Maybe you.
No, give me a minute. I have to find it.
Yeah, it just voted you. So, okay.
Where did it vote me to? Oh, wow. Okay, oh, I see. They're both 255. Okay, it's going back and forth. All right, I'll do a simple count. 1, 2, 3, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's bouncing between the both of them. So, it's not like you're getting it closer there. That's just when one sounds there.
Yeah, I'm not real happy with that stuttering when it shifts between the two. And it seems to be shifting back and forth a little too frequently. On my commercial systems, you know, we vote and then we add some value to them, you know, where if you're going to move to another receiver, you have to be not just better, but you have to be better by a certain margin so that it just doesn't, you know, just keep unusually flickering back and forth. Works very well in my commercial stuff. I'm not sure here if there's a setting for that. I noticed there's some threshold settings and some dwell settings and stuff like that, but I've got to dig into it a little deeper and see if there's something where I can get it to stay locked up on a particular voted receiver, you know, for a need a certain RSI plus to move.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah. At that time, you stayed exactly on it all the time. Where here, okay, I kicked it down a little bit of power, down to 20 watts, 25 watts. Now it looks like I'm staying on Richmond. So I don't think it's jumping, at least not right in my thing, staying 255, 228. So it does, but I know what I see exactly what you're talking about. It catches every now and then, but it's staying close there, bud. So, how does it sound? Does it sound okay? And of course, I'm not talking into the mic, long arm unit. I apologize. Now I'm talking.
All right, do you hear something going on in the background, or is that echo I'm hearing? Because I thought I had that cleared up, but it could be local there to you. Are you back monitoring yourself?
Negative. Did the same thing when I was talking to Joe earlier. I had to double in and out. That's not me.
All right. Well, this is the first time at this rodeo. I've never played with the RTCMs before, and they're a very complicated beast. So I'm sure I'll figure out some of the particulars. There's a lot of settings, so it's up and online, so another major milestone.
Me too. Give me a second here. I'm going to try disconnecting this just to make sure it's not on my end, because I do have it on a remote, the All-Star.
Just like
it's not something
to inside out there. KE4 CY2Q testing. Am try doing the echo there, or a delay or any problem there, Sean? KE4ZYQ.
Not that I can hear. This seems to be on Wally, but he's like exactly in the spot between the two. So you're pretty close, but Wally's exactly like between the two.
Well, just an FYI, very briefly, you did have a slight echo in there yourself, not as deep as he did, but you had a little bit in there, too, a couple times. KE4ZYQ on the side, listening.
Well, let's see if I got it. Okay, yeah, Joe stayed on the entire time, and I keep bouncing between the two. So, I think that that's what you said. We're going to get it to discriminate a little bit better, or a little bit wider, you know, this plus this. Or if we figure out a way to make the meters, because I can't believe I'm perfect on both of them. I can't believe that.
I think the thing that annoys me the most is this fluttering. Well, it's fluttering between receivers. You know, the audio quality on them is identical, but there's this, like, transitional time. It's more about timing. You know, you get this, you know, like when you're toggling between the two. That's why you should, you know, vote and then add. You know, we used to do it by dB. We used to vote and then add, you know, a certain, like, 6 dB. You needed to be 6 dB better to move to another receiver. So it wouldn't just arbitrarily be bouncing around, you know, on just a slightly better signal. And that worked very effectively for my systems, my commercial systems. But this is just bouncing at will, you know. I mean, if you just move to the right, and you get a slightly better shot, you know, and then another one moves and then moves back. It's like that's just a little too trigger happy.
KE4ZYQ. Previous transmissions, I was doing 50 watts. This present is 5 watts. Not sure if there's a difference, but I give you a little bit of chatter. KE4ZYQ.
No, where you're at, you're going to stay on Mount Clemens. It's just a matter of the in-between areas, New Baltimore, things of that nature, just north of you. Probably around 25 miles, where both signals are in the middle, and that's what Sean talked about. Where you're at, you're staying on Mount Clemens all the time. Where Sean's at, he's staying on Mount Clemens all the time. It's just the ones where with me, I'm on the Richmond receiver, but 255, 259, just bounced to Mount Clemens. That's what Sean's talking about, to try to get it to discriminate. But Benny, thanks for the help. But what you said earlier, wattage doesn't seem to matter. Because if you're into one at 25 watts, it's going to be the same dB as 5 watts. And that's why it jumps. They talk a little longer, trying to see how many times it jumped. It jumped a lot. So, very good. Okay, I won't be able to help you back in this project until Saturday. So, I'll listen in. But that is, you know, I get light out tomorrow afternoon.
This is W8FU testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
To ZNHKPP testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, NHKPP.
All right, Wally, I didn't hear a single thing that time. I mean, let's talk a little bit more.
Okay. I'm assuming Freddie's at the NWS thing. So, yeah, here I'm looking at the green bar. This time I'm staying solidly at Richmond, so unless somebody's playing with it, it shows 255, 245. So this time it voided me completely to the northern site. So that's kind of interesting. So, unless somebody, unless one of you guys told it not to jump.
Haven't heard it one time these last couple of transmissions. Are you in the channel? Are you reading in the channel?
Yeah, I am.
He said, try now and let me know, so he must have done something.
Okay. Freddy, if you're listening, did you do something? I know you're trying to take a class, but right now it seems to be whatever it hits the first up, it seems to stay. Because this entire time, and I'm being long winded here, blah, 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 it's staying on Richmond. How does it sound on your end, Sean? And Joe, when you get a chance to go from there, because I'm definitely receiving only on Richmond and AKPP.
No, this is great. This is how it should work. So he must have, there must be a setting to get it to be a little bit more persistent when it votes. And now it's working the way I would expect it to. You know, I want to, when you're traveling tomorrow, I want to be watching this while you're moving toward work or up toward Richmond to see if it eventually at some point transitions. But, yeah, so, hey, Joe, go ahead. Let's just make some chatter, nothing in particular. Tell us about your radio or something. I don't know, whatever. Just make some chatter.
He might be on a net or something. Tonight's the night for the net. Oh, there we go. I bounced a little. Let's see what else happens. But yeah, but the voter shows 255, 255. Like I said, I can't believe that they're that close to perfect, but the one that drops the most is definitely Mount Clemens. That drops down to 240, 230, as you can see. But I'm staying 255, 254 at Richmond, which would make sense for this location. And I just heard somebody send a message in AKPP. Okay, Freddy. No secrets. You have to share.
All right, anyhow, well, let's keep an eye on it. But, I was voted Richmond there for a hot second. Anyhow, this is what I expected. This is the, one thing at a time. So, there you have it. Yeah, now I'm solidly on the clump, which makes sense. So, and it's not twitchy. It was too twitchy.
There you go, north versus south, just like the Civil War days. So I'm solidly staying where I belong, and you're solidly staying where you belong. And then when you get the little other one fixed up, then we can go from that. So, and then we can worry about all of the minor tune-up stuff. Hopefully that something's got to go smooth on this project. And the cans and the receive frequency and all that other stuff, but that's for a later date.
Oh, it's high on the list. It's just you just got to prioritize. I mean, because you get a window. You got to say this is what I'm going to focus on. If I worked on every stinking thing on my list, I'd get none of them done. So if this is done, we'll watch it for a while. I'm particularly interested in how Richmond seems to be performing quite well. I mean, look how I'm doing down here. Good grief. So anyhow, we'll keep an eye on that. I think I fixed that intermod issue. remotely. And that is to say, I think I had a setting wrong. And I think Freddie just took care of the timing issue. So, yeah, I'll get working on the other receiver and hopefully get that deployed before the end of the week. Although tomorrow's going to be a lost day for me, so that's going to suck.
Yeah, me too, but I have to head toward the airport, and I'll just drive up to 26. I guess stop at the office anyways, and then I'll come across 26 and start heading south, and we'll see where it changes. So right now, or it might even change in the car. I don't know. Like you said, this thing's got, well, you know what, it got that little diamond dual-band antenna, that little $100 antenna, probably about, I don't know, 15, 20 feet in the air. But it is on the wrong side of the house. It is on the house that points towards everything, you know, south, southwest. So, whereas Richmond would be from here, crow flies almost perfectly north. So, but it is thin, so life is good. Now, get your Warren one on, and then we can have a contest to make sure that, you know, you should be able to, with Warren, you should be able to do it with a handy talkie.
That's the idea. I'd like to have HD coverage of the entire county. So, there you go. I'm surprised how well I'm doing in the Richmond. This is kind of amazing. But, yeah, Warren should open things up down this way. So, very good. Okay, real good. Thanks for all the help. You know, big time. You know, even, you know, putting this in, all that good stuff. That went well. And, yeah, now I feel good. I feel like we got a lot accomplished because it's sounding really good right now. So, but we'll see. You know, knock on wood, because tomorrow's another day. More gremlins to chase and knock down.
Yeah, very good. RSSI, relative strength, a range of approximately 30 dB, expressed in a range of 0 to 255. I'm just wondering if there isn't a way that you guys could, like, get that somewhat close. You know what I'm saying? So if 30 dB is 0 to 255, that, you know, somewhere there you can get that close. I'm sure there's probably a setting there that, you know, we just figure out what's what and then just kind of get it close and then go from there. I think it's given both you and me a little bit too much credit. Just a thought. So, all right, very good. I'll chat with you later. I'm going to go sit down on the deck by the little porch heater and watch the sun go down. NHKPP. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Yep, I'm going to get to some stuff myself. 8 o'clock here. Got some things I want to do and get an hour of boob tube in. Cat videos, as they like to say. Okay, so all the ships at sea. Another day. Another couple steps forward. This is W8FC.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Why are you testing?
Okay, I'll back in the radio. Hey, Dave. Yeah, thanks for getting back to me. I just wanted to see where you were. I am on the Richmond receiver right now. Go ahead and say a few words.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. No static. It's pretty.
Okay, you're bouncing between the two. You said you were. Just say a few more words. Like I said, there's a lot of tuning that Sean's working on, and we're just doing different experiments. So. just say hi, and I know what I can ask. It's, we decided that set meeting for ARPCS is on Monday night.
Yeah, we're going to try to get together here Monday night to talk about the set and kind of go over a couple things. So.
Okay, all right. And I won't be at Thursday night yet. I got to fly out to Syracuse for work, and I won't be back till late Friday night. So just so you know, no disrespect, but I will not be on the net.
Nope, I totally understand. I would be the same way. So you do what you got to do, and I understand. So not a problem at all.
Okay. Well, for you being on Handy Talk, you're almost perfect.
Yeah, I'm standing between the two houses too. So I mean, it's not like I'm out in the out in the middle of open field and between two houses. So that's pretty good.
Okay. And how's it getting back to you?
That's perfect. It's a perfect signal to me.
Okay. Go ahead. Back to get your icon going. We'll chat later. And thanks for the test. Thank you.
Sounds good, Wally. Enjoy your trip and safe travels. 73
to you. Hey, that you, Dave? W8FU.
Yeah, that's me. I was running the test here with Wally. Between the two houses on HT.
Okay. Kind of a first for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Been running a Chinese radio at the time, switched over to an icon, so and that's what I've been trying to do, to get that hooked up and going.
All right, yeah, it sounds like if you get just a modest antenna, it'd be good. I take it because you're on an HD, you know, you're moving a little bit, and it's fluttering around a tad. So, but you sound good. I gotta get that noise out of there, like I explained in the Discord. That noise is definitely bugging me and on the list of things to get to, but you know, time. All right, anyhow, we'll catch you. W8FU.
Sounds good, Sean. I appreciate your work on it, and definitely sounds a lot better than it did. And I appreciate you guys' work and effort being put into it. Pretty cool. Good to be up in the 21st century here. So, alrighty, have a good night. Catch you later. See you, Wayne Nuclear.
My next test will be with Tom. He said he had to take a shower, he cleaned up, but then he was going to go try his Handy Talkie from Memphis. All right. Talk later, Sean. Thank you, BP.
How am I on the base? I think that was Dakota. Let me hear that again. This is the base radio, 5 watts. You're kind of like fluttering around. You're fine. If the static wasn't there, you'd be perfect. But because the static is on Mount Clemens, when you have the better signal strength there, you have the static. And then when you have the better signal strength on Richmond, you're perfect. So it's that damn static, which is, you'd otherwise be perfectly fine.
How high up is this thing?
The
Richmond receiver is at about 190. Of course, the main receiver is on the county building, so it's, what is that? I should know that off the top of my head, but it's up there. All right, well, I think anything I can work from here is exciting, especially when it's that far away. Yeah, whatever that noise is that we're getting into the Mount Clemens receiver, if it weren't for that, you'd be perfect. You'd be no problem at all. That noise comes in. They get signals that are quite good, and it just gets in there. You just get to a certain point, and it gets in there with you, and it's quite annoying. So. I had Jeff calls me over in one of the chat windows. He says, why don't you turn off that damn Mount Clemens receiver? I'd be half tempted, but I don't think Richmond's going to work that good all over, especially down the south end. Now, when I put the warrant in it, maybe that's a consideration, but nah, the idea is they have them all. Yeah, it makes sense for you to build a Facebook, especially if it's not like this. So, I was just on mid-power, and I'm on 50 watts. How are you doing? Yeah, you're like right in that area that just toggles between, you're getting in the boat, so. And now you're way up there, real strong. But, the antenna and the radio and everything is doing the job for you, so. Good deal. I just wanted to give it a go. I heard you guys out here, so appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the morning at 8 BBS. All right. I got to meet some contractors at one of my sites at 18 in Van Dyke. They're talking about being at the site at 8. Now, I don't know if I get out at the normal time, I can run up there and drop that off to you, and then just double back and meet those guys. But if I take advantage and get the extra half hour sleep and just head straight out, then I may have to just catch you, as soon as I get a break. As soon as I get them going and I get everything all situated, I can break loose. So, maybe we could do the leave the car door open thing or something. So I should be on the road before you get to work regardless, because I got to meet them at 8. So, I got it. At worst, I'll be just getting on the road as you're just getting to work, so we can coordinate.
All right, sounds good. In touch. If I don't talk to you on the air, just give me a text and we'll figure it out.
Okie dokes, same place, same time. We'll catch you in the morning. W8FU after yours.
Look forward to the first drive with a new radio and 8 media.
Get Tom coming here eventually to do a quick test with him, see how it goes.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar on 47.2. Radio test. KC8, KKO.
You are definitely going to stay on the Richmond receive site. What are you talking on, buddy?
Am I coming through on Richmond? Because your audio is like, it's like super quiet, guys.
That may be my fault. How's that?
Still quiet. But if I turn my... I understand you. It's like static. Like a sound.
I will say this. You guys both, your audio is almost identical. So I think you're just having trouble receiving the transmitter. You're hearing Bacon fry on the transmitter, Tom. Because
Wally's in almost full quieting and the same level of view.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I could try taking audio of it and then send it to you via text.
Well, we're all listening to the exact same thing.
There affecting you. My buddy, was in St. Clair earlier.
Sounds pretty good.
Sean was able to bring it up here into
Wally.
Or how I found it. It's been full scale and in the Mount Clemens, but I couldn't hear it, but I think it's got something wrong with the radio.
Level.
And that noise,
how do I sound compared to
that? Can you say for sure that it wasn't there before the upgrade?
Okay.
He, double.
John, and then somebody else kicked in. Is that you, Fred?
No, I didn't know I was doubling.
It was Jeff.
Jeff,
go ahead.
Jim was in from St. Clair earlier. He was able to bring it up full scale into Richmond. And I don't remember what it was in Mount Clemens, but he said he couldn't hear it. But I think he might have had something wrong with his radio. Because if he was getting in, he should be able to hear it. And can you definitely say that that static or that noise wasn't in there before the upgrade?
Yes. I can't. But, and when you say the upgrade, you know, adding the RTCM as the controller, I can't honestly say, let me think about that. It might have been.
So I'll back my question up. Was this repeater in service in that location prior to adding the RTCM, and did it not have that noise?
I don't know. They seem like they happened around the same time, but here's the problem is I never listened here before I started working on it. So I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it was in there. I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe some of the regulars can.
Okay, no biggie. It's sounding better. Like you said, because it was full scale in Richmond from St. Clair, so once he gets his radio figured out, he'll barely work in for here on, no problem. Give me up, Xavier.
Well, just one last thing before I turn it over to Tom. Tom's in Memphis, so he's even, he's either straight up further. So, I guess it's similar to Columbus, but, the problem is that Mount Clemens is only going to have so much of a transmit footprint. So, I don't know how far it's going to poke into St. Clair. That, of course, is the issue. We may out-receive it, and, so there's that. All right. Anyhow, Tom, go ahead. You're sounding quite good up there into the machine. Now, what you're hearing is remains to be seen, but all audios I can hear on the frequency are roughly the same. Nobody has to come up or down or anything. So if you're hearing any one person low or all of us low or something, it's something I'm thinking on your end.
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I was just talking to KPP, and maybe my receive signal isn't the greatest, but I pulled up my HT, and it sounds the same way. Right now, I'm on my mobile inside my band, and you guys can hear me just fine. And maybe I'm just, like, right on for some reason. It's just a lot of, it's not really static. It's like a lot of hissing.
Something else you want to consider that I just was dealing with. You got a phone plugged in charging, or a charger and a cigarette lighter plug, that'll wipe out your receive too, because I was having trouble hearing this big one at 950 feet and I can see the antenna, so keep that in mind too.
No, I'm running direct to battery with my mobile. It's like 12 gauge coming from my battery to my inverter in the back, which is shut off. So I know I'm not getting anything there.
No, I got you. I'm on a handheld, and I had my phone charging off my pickup,
Once I unplugged my phone charger from my phone, my accuracy went up. So something else to just to keep in mind.
He is in Memphis. That's a long haul, man. That's, you know, we're putting out about, what, 60, 65 watts from Mount Clemens. That's a long haul. So I would expect there to be some bacon fry.
Let's see if I got it.
Yeah, to sum it up, I think what it is we got 2 ears and 1 mouth here. And that, I think that that's the problem. I just don't think it's getting to him as strong, because, you know, he definitely is able to pick it up. But I just think that's the other hiccup. And maybe if we get the power up some, because you said that can be done, maybe that'll fix it too. We don't know yet. But this is all still new to everybody, you know, as far as down doing it this way. So I think that maybe just some more power.
Well, remember, doubling the power is the smallest perceptible amount, not even an S unit. So, you know, if you got bacon fry at 65, you're not gonna be quieting at 130. You're gonna just probably be just a little less bacon fry, maybe. For 130 watts, which 65 is easy, 135, now you start to get serious. I've doubled it again to like 250 and get a quarter kilowatt. That'd be 6 dB. That might make about enough units worth of difference. That could be the difference between bacon fry and, you know, a lot less bacon fry. But now you're talking about, you know, especially at VHF frequencies, things that are very difficult to isolate from receivers, you know, just because of the sheer size of the cavities and everything. So there's just so everything cascades. You know, there's no silver bullet. You know, and so you can run more power, but then at the expense of all sorts of other things. So, and we don't have the hardware to run the extra power. So, you know, and it's very expensive. You know, so all these things would have to be evaluated. You have to say to yourself, you know, what's 3 dB worth? Is 3 dB worth spending, you know, $3,000 on a set of cans? Probably not. So these are all the things that have to be, you know, hashed out and figured out. So low power ain't necessarily, you know, if it would work, simulcast. Oh yeah, baby.
There you go. John, how does Kate Doors UIQ sound at 5 watts?
There you go, get the simulcast going. And one thing you want to remember too, while you put the remote receivers up for people out on the edge, you know, handhelds being able to get in and hear the repeater, you know, you're not necessarily putting them up for mobiles. It's just try to gain the people access, you know, the handheld out farther. Sean, I was listening to you the whole time you were on Mount Clemens, and I could hear the noise change on you, so it'll be interesting to be able to figure out what that is.
There was a double there. Joe, I hear you just fine on 5 watts. And yeah, so we'll see. You know, I'm gonna start by checking everything, just going through everything and verifying you know, that the deflexors are all tuned up well and the receivers, you know, the base is all tuned up correctly, and just start there and then sweep the antenna. Yeah, just in general, just go through everything. And, you know, and then hopefully we'll figure out what it is. All right, anyhow, I'm going to jump out of here, refill my coffee, and watch some more cat videos, because it's already 8:50, and I got cat videos to watch and internetting to do. I'll pass it over to Joe. Joe, you can pass it over to Wally, and I'll be listening. WSQ.
Hey, I got a question. Where do I fall into that, Sean?
Hold on, where do you find what?
Well, that's not fair. You left me out of that whole round table. Just trying to clarify for you. Check out.
Well, I mean, if I have to name the whole thing, I figure Wally would take over traffic cop once he joked about it and passed it to Wally, then Wally could figure it out from there. But in my world, it goes to Tom and then back to you. Since we've been pitying it up, maybe it even skips us. I mean, hey, you know, take some personal responsibility. Know where you're at in a rotation. WSQ.
Go ahead, Joe. Give us a...
Yeah, KE4ZLK, you guys are cracking me up, I tell you. I feel like I'm on that old show, that old series, All in the Family, Archie Bunker. Now, I was just going to say, I'm at 25 watts right now. And Sean, if you're still listening up, if you or anybody's got to work on this repeater, I'm usually at home. I'm on a base unit, as you know, with an antenna here, and not a mobile, but a base unit, or at least a mobile as a base. Pretty much stationary, no changes in the setup, so if you need to do any checking or somebody not far away from Mount Clements receive site repeater, just give me a holler. If I'm listening, I'll jump in. Otherwise, I'll listen and stay out of the mix to not cause any confusion. So thanks for letting me jump in and see how I sounded, because this one shouldn't be a problem for me in Clinton Township over here by Hall and Garfield. I think it goes over the wall, I think it was. And whoever ever after that is up to Wally. KE4ZYQ, clear for listening out.
I'm not a very good traffic cop. Hey, Joe, kick your power down to 5 watts, because you were bouncing between the two there for a little bit, at least according to the screen, and then just say, you know, kick it over to Wally.
Yep, no problem whatsoever. On 5 watts as we speak, KE4ZYQ, just the last transmission or previous transmission was 25 watts. Operating on 5 watts, Hall Road in Garfield, KE4ZYQ over to Waltz.
Okay, very good. It went by too fast for me. It discriminated out. So, okay, Jeff, I got to go move my laundry from the washing machine to the dryer because she refuses to do that. My issue. So I'm going to be the traffic cop and hand it over to Jeff to finish this out. NAKPP.
Alrighty. Yeah, you don't need to run a lot of power. That's the whole reason for putting the remote receivers up. And like I said earlier, you know, we got like 3-1 up here in Bay City. It's at 953 feet, and put remote receivers out on the edge to help people on handhelds and stuff be able to get in as long as you can hear the repeater. It's kind of the whole game. So it may very well all receive it transmitted, but as long as your people can get in, I guess you know, and they can hear it. If you have a larger received footprint than transmitted, that's just the way it is. People with handhelds being able to get in. So, I think Tom was in here too. I'm just walking in the house somewhere. Go ahead, pick it up there, I think, Tom. Kaylee left up here.
Okay, I'm pushing. It's KCKGO, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet, Oscar. And I'm pushing 5 on the mobile, and I'm able to key up the repeater, so that's a good sign. And I guess we'll see how it progresses from there. 73 to everybody. I'm going to go in and sit down and finish some more cop videos. Instead of cat videos, I'm going to watch cop videos. So, everybody have a good night. And I'll talk to you in the flip, KC8, KJO up here in Memphis.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. One last thing for anybody taking notes on the repeater and setting things up. One thing you might want to write down is what people are running, not just watt-wise to pick up which receive site, but also mic gain. I have a possibility of 9 on the mic gain. I'm actually running 4. That's 4 for a mic gain, so don't need to push it like anything. Like I say, use the least amount of whatever you got to get in and get the repeater to activate. So there you go, a little more info to be worried about. KE4ZYQ, have a good night.
Hey, Tom, you were full scale on 5 watts. All right, I'm out. NAKPP.
KGO radio test on HD in my backyard. KGO.
You were rock solid. Full quieting.
Beautiful, and your audio is exceptional. So I think it's just where my van is parked. It's parked between the houses, and I got a DTE and a Comcast drop, so I'm probably just picking up EFI off of those lines.
Yeah, your struggle's not going to be to hear it, but if you can hear it, you can work it. That much you can rest assured. You can run around with an HD as well, just like I said, as long as you can hear it. So where are you now? I know you're in Memphis, but whereabouts roughly?
I'm so close I can spit on the water tower.
All right, so what is that, about, I forget, 8-10 miles north of Richmond?
Yeah, about 10 miles north of Richmond. And I'm right off of N-19, like a block down.
Roger, good stuff. Yeah, we get that Mount Clemens worked out, and then should have pretty good coverage, and then get worn in. Should be pretty good. We'll have to see where we would need another receiver, if we would need one at all. Baby steps, man. All right, you sound real good. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. W-8-F-U.
Copy that. Don't forget to check out the Fat Electrician on YouTube. Pretty good videos there. 783-KCHKJO.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu.